Ooh, it's lovely up here. We're up a hill, Fiona.
Mm.
There's somebody in a kilt.
I wonder if they've got anything underneath it.
They could be part of the wedding.
Yeah.
I said, Dad, I just said to Mum,
I'm just going to take a picture of you. If you face
okay.
Me. I just said to Mum, we've got to face her.
Oh, we've got to face her.
Yeah, face the music. Yeah.
Fiona, face of music.
I said to Mum about the kilt. I wonder if he's got anything underneath it. There was an episode I heard on the radio on Thursday morning of Dad's Army.
Oh yeah.
And they'd set this booby trap for his Highland Regiment, who were going to be pretend to be the enemy.
Because there's nothing in front of us now. See if you can just walk on your own. Because there's nothing, literally nothing in front of you. It's
splat.
Just grass on a flat.
This is where I stand in a poo or something.
Fiona, the Malvern Hills are towards our right in the front.
Oh, right. But yeah,
can you hear the motorway?
Yeah, how noisy. What was I just talking about?
The Dad's Army.
Oh, the Dad's Army thing, yeah. And he got booby trapped in this trap, and it made him go upside down. And somebody said,
"Captain Woo!" Henry.
No, this Scottish chap, and he goes, "Woo!" And they said, "What's that, Jones?" "Well, it's true what they say about the Scotsman's kilt, sir, isn't it, sir?"
You can walk that way. That's a golf course. Yeah. Now, this is a big field. I'll just show you. This is how it is, really.
Yeah, but we're on the.
But they've just cut this bit for us. So you can just walk along this bit.
Walking through parklets with grass. And to our left is that Coombe Court.
It's 3 stories high and about 12 windows wide.
Oh, they had, you know, when they killed off Nigel in The Archers and he went, "Aah!"
Yeah.
And they had on the radio ages later about on the maths programme trying to work out tall was Lower Loxley then, based on how long its scream was.
It's more or less, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, Coombe Court, Fiona, was home to the Coventry family since the 16th century. You can freely explore 2 floors, enjoying its space, light and architecture. The house is now about to embark on an entirely new journey in the 21st century, thanks to a 1.8 million grant from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Coombe Redefined will see over 5 million spent on urgent repair work and sharing the house in interesting and innovative ways from late 2013.
Late 2013, so that's not far away.
Yeah, no,
next year.
And this
summer,
year. I think,
it'll be all right.
You can see that they've already started putting up some stuff.
They've got a cover on the building roof.
Oh, they had scaffolding on our hotel Monday morning. Bang, 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 bang,
quite
bang on the walls. Oh, bloody hell,
it's
yeah.
Fine, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good introduction of rain.
It was a good alarm, anyway.
That's alarming.
It was like, oh, goodness me. It was really, it was right on our wall of our room.
Yeah.
Oh. What time was that?
Oh, it was like, I don't know.
5 o'clock?
No, probably about 8:30
wakey,
or something.
Wakey, you young.
Half
8 o'clock, 8:30, that sort of time.
Time for breakfast, didn't
did you have the breakfast there?
I did.
It's an old, what is it, for your student, Austin? Something, an old black car.
Riley or something.
And it's got white ribbons.
Oh, for the wedding.
Yeah, so the bride must be in
there. They've got a welcoming party of 4 people. Not really a big welcoming party, but.
Did she say it was closed?
Yeah, the restaurant is closed.
The tea room, yeah.
So they're going to have that for their dude.
Why was the church moved? Oh, good. What do these lines show? The main area you're looking at here is the site of the first church at Coombe. The medieval building was
said, the other birds I heard were definitely swifts. These are different.
This medieval building was dedicated to St. James the Apostle and is first recorded in Croom d'Abitot in 1283.
Locating the lost church.
Why was the church moved? George William VI, Earl of Coventry, employed Lancelot Capability Brown at Croom in 1752 to completely redesign the court and surrounding parkland. That's a pheasant.
Listen.
Pheasant. Brown had clear ideas about how the buildings and landscape should blend together and didn't think the church was in the right place.
This would be expensive.
So he just decided to move
it. Oh, our
so
church in the wrong place. Just
why,
move over a
why,
bit.
Why did Capability Brown remove the church and then redesign and relocate the church to its current location at the top of the hill? The original location would have spoiled the view that Brown wanted to create. A new location meant that people had to look up to the church in a similar way that they would look up to God in heaven.
I suppose that makes sense, but good grief, can you just imagine?
The church was in a badly dilapidated state, so would have needed repair anyway.
Oh, well, that makes more sense anyway.
What happened to the original stone and graveyard? Much of the masonry from the old church was incorporated in the new building, the Church of St. Mary, and possibly used in the building of Dunstall Castle, one of the eye-catching buildings. Brown and the Six Earl were recycling even then. Graves were also moved to the
recycling churches.
He moved the graves? No way.
The site of the old church was simply levelled and grassed over.
Oh. There we are. That's what
rest in peace until they want to move you, basically, then.
Well,
like a bridge over the troubled water.
Oh, it's a bus for the guests. The bus has arrived for the guests.
You sure it's for the guests and not just the normal shuttle bus? Oh, for normal people. Well, we won't get in it then. Oh, I can hear it.
You can hear the golf one. Just in the, let's take you to the local one.
Oh, that comes from the car park.
Oh, they've cordoned it off specially for...
Shall we have a go over the bridge and then come back when the people have disappeared?
This is the normal one.
Oh, right.
And that's the sea.
Oh,
and you can hold on.
Oh, it's
so these people are facing backwards.
And this is the one. If you all those ones.
Oh yeah.
All these ones.
And this is a safety
the front
gate,
one.
Fiona, so you don't fall out on this side.
Oh yeah. And it's got spongy bits.
Yep. And then there's the driver at the front. Let's go over. Go across the bridge, and then come back when they've dispersed. Oh, these lovely swallows.
Daddy hasn't got caught in
them. Yeah? Caught
in them. You're waiting for the bus, you can go to the... Ring up in the house if the shuttle hasn't come here within 30 minutes.
This is the Fiona tree. The lime tree. Can you feel little flowers that haven't come out yet because they're late this year? Everything is 4 weeks late. So, otherwise you get lovely scented blossom off the linden tree, the lime tree, which is normally out
for my birthday.
Just to go over the bridge. Well, to let these people disappear from these.
Well, can we go in a different way to get to carry on, or do we have to come back over the bridge?
No, we'll come back over the bridge.
Drop you in, you wanted to swim, then you can...
Not really.
No?
No, it says, what does it say about the bridge here? This is the site of an 18th century bridge known as the Chinese Bridge, which is a lot prettier than the one that's there now. This is just a scaffolding one. The foundations were excavated by archaeology students from Eastern University. The bridge was created in 1750. Early in the career of Capability Brown, who designed this landscape at Croom for the 6th Earl of Coventry. The bridge was lost in the 19th century.
Lost?
Yeah.
I've lost me bridge. Where's it gone?
You think that? I wonder if they're going to recreate it as part of these...
Maybe. You can just imagine that, can't you? Mum, I can't find the bridge anymore. It's gone.
It's very narrow here.
Which is, isn't it?
So it's just like scaffolding. This is.
be the Severn or not?
I don't think.
It could be just built for the people.
They could have created it.
Brown, if it can move church, they can certainly put a pond in.
It looks like it comes to the end.
It doesn't sound like a river. I can't hear anything flowing. Or oh, what was that?
It's a fire.
A gatey thing.
Yeah. Let's just go a little bit to the right.
It's
a
modern style.
Well, it's still nice and sunny, dry, because it's going to be wet later.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
So we can see the court is now to our right, and then over there is the church on the hill.
Where we came from.
Where we came from. Oh, right.
Yeah.
I can hear. Yeah, Fiona's still singing in there.
Yeah. There's two of me. Hey, that'd be fun, singing harmony.
Leave a tape recording of yourself in there.
Yeah.
You can go all the way around. Look, that's probably a little bit too much. If we're just here now, we can go all the way around.
Interesting facts.
Yes, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, Franz. Do we want to have a look at the house?
Well,
now?
We probably can't. I think it's going to be locked up for today because of the wedding.
I'm not that bothered about the house, to be honest, but. Well, especially
we'll
if it was raining, it would have been maybe better.
We'll
there's other places as well.
We'll go and do a lovely bit more walking, and then we can have something to drink and
we can come back
eat.
There and next year when it's open properly.
But it's been,
the restaurant's
well,
open.
It's probably the day. It will probably take more than a year, doesn't it?
Don't know. Probably.
No, but the restaurant's in there, then.
Yeah, the restaurant would be open. The tea room would be open, wouldn't it? Oh, have you heard our guide dog audio boo from, I think I posted it yesterday.
No, I haven't had time to do
it. It's quite anything. A short one. Vance took us to the dining room instead of going out of the bar one. And this foreign bloke goes, the dog found the wrong door. And the thing is, they just watched all this happen and let us go into the wrong room and everything. Come back and then said it, you know.
Yeah.
Which room did you go into?
We went into the dining room by mistake instead of going up out to go upstairs again. It's quite muggy, isn't it? It's like it's going to rain or thunder or something.
Now we're next to a lake.
So this is a Capability Brown Lake.
Mm.
Oh, it's sort of got. Reminiscences of Stowe, but Stowe is more majestic, isn't it, Stuart, on a larger scale?
It's got a pretty bridge coming up to it, isn't it?
Oh, not like the other one.
It's funny, this tree branches into two, and there's a side branch, and it looks, it holds the other one like that, so it's like it's in an embrace. It's really funny.
Oh, it's quite nice.
Hugger.
Yeah.
Getting lonely, so I have to hug itself.
Yeah. That's quite sweet.
Get a bit close to the.
We saw that program about buses. You see it on telly.
About buses.
London buses.
No, what was that?
Masters.
Route masters and followed the life of a night time of
night
duty.
Oh.
Night shift. What, real ones? Like
yeah,
real?
Yeah, what they have to put up with. Because apparently the tube closes at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it... Yeah.
Buses
keep
going.
Why it takes over my conversation.
Sorry.
Go on then.
Off you go.
But the funny thing about it was, this guy, he had a business and it went bust. And
bust?
Bust. Yeah.
What, he bust everyone in?
And so he was without money and that. And he's found a way of living now. He takes the longest route, perhaps he goes to Heathrow, goes there, comes back, and that's his hotel.
Yeah.
Was it the N9 or something, or the N15?
It's apparently the longest journey.
Well, what's that bird? Stop now.
You're not allowed here, only dog waste allowed. Dog waste, haven't you?
I think it's a little tit.
It's a nice arch.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going over the maze. Oh, two swans. And here is the island pavilion coming up. An 18th century iron bridge leads to the pavilion, where the central plaque inside shows a wedding scene. We removed years of graffiti from the interior and restored it to how it once looked.
Because they were there, they know.
In front of us is a lake, and then this is where I'm in the island now. There's a bridge on, bridge
either
off.
Side. So we go up. And this is the wedding scene. So if you go and stand up on this bench.
Can you hold that then, please?
It's pretend Greek, so it looks classical. So the people haven't got, the men haven't got tops on.
Oh!
And this is a man lovingly looking at his wife. So she's got clothing, she's got drapes, and they're getting married. And then this is people in attendance, and then there's a lady here, and oh, she's got a bare chest, but she's got drapes around her hips, and she's got these sandals on. You can see her toes, and this is her drapes. And she's got her hand. She's got a scroll in her hand, and then that's a shell.
A shell?
Yes. Or a cloth or something. I don't know. So that's the wedding scene. A classical wedding scene.
There's sort of servants help doing things for them. Oh, there in the end, my other harps.
Oh yeah, Fiona, go and stand up. What is the Greek?
From here, or
no, stand up again. What is the Greek harp called? It's sort of like stand up.
Which end?
This one here.
Oh.
It's a special name for that Greek harp. It sort of goes. It's like a U shape, and then the
feel the strings.
Strings go in the middle.
Greek.
I don't know. Here you've got Dory and acanthus tops on usual cane.
Oh.
Acanthus tops on top of the pillars.
Thank you.
Oops. Oh, hang on, sorry. Oh,
which one do you want?
I don't mind. What's a headmistress?
You
Why?
There we go.
You're always ready. You've got your cane handy.
Oh, yeah. The white people
we're
on the bottom.
Going to the other bridge. This is a slightly smaller one.
Yeah.
That song, Tie a Ribbon.
Oh yeah.
It's a tartan one. Somebody with a kilt on might have lost that one. Scottish one. Blue and green. I think. Tartan, that is. Oh, we get either
ribbon thing in memory of.
Well, if somebody gets lost,
if somebody goes away and when they come back, there's a ribbon to say I still want you.
I've waited for you, sort of thing.
Yeah. And now you've got that blooming song stuck in my head.
Oh dear, your favourite, eh? So there's old yew trees, Fiona. They take ages to grow. That we're going under.
Stay here a little longer. We'll grow another 1 millimetre.
Probably not even that.
In a year or something. Oh! Smell that.
Doesn't smell of anything.
Oh, that's terrible. What about this one? This one does a bit. What about that one?
No.
Gosh, that's terrible. It should. Oh, it's smell a bit more because it's honeysuckle.
Oh.
The rose. Yeah, Fiona. It's good.
Smells a little bit.
Yeah, quite strong for a little flower like that. Probably an inch across.
All those birds, listen.
Yeah.
Is that a blackbird?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought so. Oh, it's funny, I was recording, I'd made a recording of a blackbird. And I was playing it to Robert, and the blackbird outside started joining in.
So get off my patch.
Mm.
It's mine. So come out of that. Oh, we've got a fungus up here. Well, you can't feel it. It's too hard.
Listen.
That's coots. Moorhens. The moorhen is maybe the other ones are babies.
Mm. Whoops. That's a daddy.
Yes.
What's the daddy noise?
Ooh.
That's a moorhen.
I thought it was a goose.
I think the couple who had the wedding anniversary might be coming. So he got married on his birthday. 58.
I'm disappointed I haven't had Fiona come and play serenade me on my birthday.
No, with a trumpet. With a trumpet. Have you listened to the harp music yet?
Oh, I haven't yet, actually. I need to move that as well. I need to put it in iTunes.
Oh, here's a tree. This is an acacia tree, I think. Now, what does this... Oh, yeah, this is... Is this what we've been smelling?
No, I don't think so, but it does smell
acacia.
Nice.
It's a bit like jasmine, don't you think?
Sort of.
What do you say that is?
Acacia.
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 The road is yours.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Oh, that's a nice shoe.
These?
Yeah.
Potter.
They're really
nice. I've got very wide feet and they're the only ones that do extra wide fitting. They're made in England and they last a long time. There is, yes. Hello. Oh, we're coming to a grotto.
Oh no, that would have been a good audio boo. Splash! Whoops!
Fancy coming in here.
You're not blind, the grotto of Sabrina. Do you know Sabrina?
No.
She is the goddess of the water, of rivers. And if you go in here, this is a grotto, and it's you've got all these stones, especially built.
Just that other side. Pretend cave.
Seven.
Mm. No Santa. Who
the
it's got?
And Sabrina, made out of
waves.
Tufa.
Webs.
Do you want to see the lady?
Made out of tufa.
Do you want to see the lady?
Where?
Yeah. She's
the cave
the
is
goddess.
Still missing semi-precious gems,
so
coral,
she's
and
laying
shells.
There.
The
that's her baby.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's her boobies.
She's goddess of the River Severn.
And then she carries this water carrier.
Oh, I've just stepped in a squelchy bit.
That's the water bit, so it gives you a clue.
Oh.
So it's a pitch of water.
Oh, yeah.
There are fresh water springs, apparently, inside that cave behind her.
Mm.
Can you hear anything or not?
And only the birds.
This is the home of the nymphs.
I didn't step in. Is it just mud there that I stepped in? There's
no
like nothing disgusting.
Not a smelly thing. There's another little bit here.
There's lots of little plants growing.
This is a cosy little cave. This one.
Yes.
So it's big enough for two.
You can sit on here. Look.
Oh yeah.
You can sit on there. No, it's made of tufa.
It'd be a bit uncomfortable.
Limestone. What is tufa? Is it sort of like?
Toffee,
volcanic
but
stuff.
Yeah, it's got lots of holes in
it. Yeah, it's a bit like what was
cheese.
That?
Cheese. The holes
what
in.
What was that?
The...
Yeah.
What was that bar that you used to like?
No,
honeycomb.
Yeah.
Sort of
oh,
stuff.
A crunchy bar.
Is that what it's called? Crunchy bar.
That's one of them. Or there's I don't know what the other one is.
What was it used to be called? It's sort of honeycomb stuff.
What, the one with the chocolate on the outside and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a crunchy...
And it's sort of slightly fizzy sort of sweet stuff. Hello. So we've now gone right round the lake with the island in the middle. This is another island, so there's two islands in the lake. One's got that wedding temple.
Yeah.
And the other one's just got a lake, an island for, with a tree in it. And some bushes. Because that's for the wildlife. That's for a rope to save somebody. Somebody falls in the water like you nearly did. Oh, they've got some Canada geese. Oh, Fiona, here is a circular seat.
Oh.
Goes all the way round, around a bush.
You sit there, wow. I'll sit the other side.
You can go all the way round.
Hey, back to back, we faced each other.
Yeah.
A new interpretation of back to back.
Hmm.
Pity about that motorway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been really serene.
Hmm.
Those are coots.
What? Making that noise.
Singing, yeah.
They're walking on the water.
They're chasing each other.
As they try to fly.
So this is an overhanging branch, Fiona, of a yew tree. Can you hear a
chiff-chaff? Yeah.
There's summer visitors, most of them. I guess that's easy to identify, isn't it?
When's Robert stop work?
He's working from home today, so he's allowed to stop after 4. He often does extra, you know, in evenings and stuff, though, other days, so...
That he can be flexible,
yeah. Yeah, you can grab him and bend him in half. He's flexible.
My flexible thing.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of interest in that.
In what? Did you bring any Create stuff with you, by the way?
I think we turn left here.
He can't have a go with it then.
We're going under an archway.
Oh, with a bird, listen.
Yeah. Got pebbles under the foot.
No, it's not accurate. It's not big enough, is it?
No. Could have done my singing exercise. Hang on. Whee!
Oh, I thought it was just
one of them.
James Watt designed this code stone statue, what overlooks the court and Brendan Hill behind. A code statue? Can you see the hidden dates there?
No, you know when you said I'll do my German singing? Well, there was no German in that at all.
Yeah, I know.
Could have been any language. Weird that. I do my German singing.
So what song is it?
It's called Ständchen and it's by Schubert.
What does that mean?
It means serenade.
Ständchen to me sounds like stench.
No.
What trees is it?
Serenade.